Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We're discussing last night's Perry City Council meeting. First of all, Sven, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So we have a lot to talk about because there's a lot going on right now. And the first thing I want to talk about is, of course, COVID-19. That's all anyone can talk about right now, it seems. And in particular, I want to discuss the city's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly in the last couple weeks here.
Sure. So back in March, we decided to close all of our city facilities to the public, not only just to protect our staff and keep them safe, but also to encourage folks to stay home and not go out for unnecessary trips. So we've tried to encourage people to do as much over the phone and online as possible. So, you know, you're able to do some utility billing payments over the internet as well as on the phone and through the drive-through down at the water department office. You're able to turn in building permit applications online. So we have quite a bit in place that was pretty easy to kind of switch over to. But, you know, it's also been interesting to see how some departments have adapted to what we're calling kind of the new normal or the new abnormal, depending on the day. So the rec center has implemented fitness on demand. So they're offering all of their members access to fitness on demand so that you can access all sorts of workouts from your home, either stream through your TV on a phone or tablet, something like that. So really great. If you're interested in that, get a hold of the rec center and they can get you signed up. The library and their curbside service for books and other materials. They've also done a fantastic job of putting a lot of resources online and kind of making a database of all of those online resources to be able to access from your home. So anything from digital zoo visits to some NASA photos and everything in between. So a lot of really great things happening. You know, so there is an abundance of good things and good news happening in the midst of all of the unknown things that are going on. I have to say that I'm really proud of my team for how they've responded to this and how they have adapted and come up with ways to continue to serve the public, despite not necessarily getting to interact face-to-face with the public.
Absolutely. Now, one of the action items on your agenda from the city council meeting last night actually had to do with some of the employees that are essentially not critical employees for the city, but people that you want to have hang around. So talk a little bit about that action item and what was decided.
Sure. So, you know, especially the library and rec center, we have a good number of, you know, regular part-time staff people at those locations. So we didn't want to just lay them off and kick them to the curb necessarily. So we really wanted to make sure that we were able to take care of them during this time. So what we decided to do was pay them an average of their past 6 pay periods for part of what they were scheduled for in that first half week, as well as for the next 2 pay periods, an average of the last 6 weeks. So hopefully we're able to retain them and keep them on board for when we reopen, because, you know, we are very excited and very hopeful that we'll get open soon.
Absolutely. Now, some more action items that you had during the meeting started with a public hearing on a community development block grant, or CDBG. The public hearing was regarding water and sewer grants. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is a grant opportunity for our wastewater treatment plant upgrade project. So we're applying for $800,000 towards that project, and, you know, hopefully we have a pretty good shot at getting it, but we'll see how it goes.
All right, now that's just a portion of the water treatment plant project. So where will the rest of the money for that specific project be coming from?
Well, we're looking at a couple other grants as well, but primarily this project is funded through the user rates. So that's why we went through some rate increases over the last 2 years, and we have another year of that. So we're funding this project through how people use that new plant.
All right. One last question I have here for you. The McCurry Center is probably the only thing that has benefited from the COVID-19 closures, because it sounds like the contractor there has been able to get a lot of work done over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, that's definitely been one of those blessings in disguise is with this whole issue and pandemic going on. So the contractor's really been able to just kind of take control of the whole building, and they've done almost all of the demolition that they've needed to do. So that's, again, you know, kind of a bright spot in the midst of all this. We haven't had any issues with them working around patrons and causing disruptions to patrons other than the building being closed. But hopefully we've found some other avenues for patrons to stay fit and healthy through this. So that contractor has, I think, stripped all the carpet off the walls. They've sandblasted the walls smooth, and they've even gone in and done the demo in the bathrooms and the kitchen. So it's almost to the point where it's a matter of just putting everything back together. So I am pretty confident that our grand reopening after the pandemic is over and we're able to reopen some of our facilities, I'm pretty confident that that'll be the grand reopening of the McCreary Center to the public, hopefully completely done or near completely done. So we're really looking forward to that, and hopefully that's a bright spot to look forward to in the future.
Absolutely. And people like myself can keep track of the progress of the project on social media, correct?
Yep. Rec Center staff are posting pictures, updates regularly of what's going on out there. So be sure to check out Perry Parks and Recreation Department on Facebook. You can find some posts. The city Facebook page is shared, but definitely get on there. I'm excited to see the before and after photos of that whole project once it's completed.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yeah, I just, you know, want to take a moment again, thank all of our city staff for working and adapting through this whole process. But then I also want to thank our residents, especially those who have been practicing all of the CDC guidelines and recommendations. It's important for us to keep your social distance with people, limit your trips outside of your home, wash your hands, use good hygiene, and most of all, just unless it's an absolute necessity, please just stay at home.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sven, and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.